This is Parshat Bacha. And let's see if this works, okay? Because it was something I saw in the Sfas Emes, which intrigued me. So this is going to get very Hasidish, which is not me.
Okay. Yeah,
But we'll
you're a
talk.
Litvak, no?
Well, we'll talk about that. I
Okay.
am not a Litvak.
You're not?
Lock stocks go back to Krakow, Glaciano.
Wait, what's the is Chassid and Litvak, Chassid and Mitnagid, right?
Not yet, yeah.
Yeah.
Litvak is the general term for is for someone from Lithuania, Greater Poland, the northern Poland. Usually refers to the Mignadish yeshiva, like Volozhin, Brisk, Novardek, Slobodka, the big yeshivas there. Okay, but we're going to start Parshat Bahar. We start with
Okay.
laws of Shemitah. Right, Vayidbar Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai Lemor, Hashem told Moshe on Har Sinai, saying, Dabrel b'nei Israel, go speak to b'nei Israel, v'mar talehem, tell them, ki tavo la'aretz, asher ani natan lachem, when you come to the land that I'm giving them, v'shavta aretz shabbat la'Hashem, the land shall have a rest of God. Meaning, sheish shem tezra sadecha, that's for 6 years you'll plant, and for 6 years you will plant your vineyards. You'll gather
Prune.
the
Prune.
Tizmor Primer. Okay, thank you. Prune your vineyards, and you will gather your produce. In the 7th year, there will be a real rest for the land. Shabbat Lashem, it'll be a time of rest for God. Don't sow in your fields, don't prune your vineyards. So it goes to the and this year of rest will be a year for eating, for you, your servants, your maidservants, your employees, the strangers who live with you. And for your animals and for the wild animals that are in the land, they will eat the produce of the land.
I want to interrupt one more part. Is this,
Yes.
is there another Shemitah part that talks about v'hit nachal, like after you are in your nachalot? Because this is a part of the Shemitah things, why it's not
We'll talk about that. That it
all right for
applies.
now.
It's it, that the halacha is that it applies when all the Jews are living in the land, which luckily means most.
It's not like the
50%.
tribes are in their places
No,
that.
it's not a nachala issue. It's a we need when more than 50% of the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, then Midoraita, Shemitah, and Yovel apply.
Oh.
Okay, which obviously, if we're not there, we're close.
We're close.
Interesting point, right? So Rashi's famous question, though, as the introductory pasuk, "Vayber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai?" Why mention this Har Sinai? Because this doesn't. Because we've spent this entire sefer Vayikra, Bamidbar Sinai in the Mishkan, right? Har Sinai we left back in Parsha Yitro. Nothing else has been right. We've come back to Har Sinai now. That's his question. He has his answer. Lots of answers given. We're gonna get Hasidic and we'll look at the Sfas Emes answer. Ma'in Shemitah Har Sinai. But first, we're gonna look at a pasuk and sefer Mishlei. Okay, so the plug for Mishlei class Tuesday nights on Zoom, like 3 hours ago. We learn Mishlei. You can join us in that too. Okay, Pasuk in Mishlei, Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. That's a mixed metaphor there, right? Because your tongue does not have hands. But you know what they're talking about. Well, ahava yochel priya, and those that love it will eat its fruit. Okay, Pshat Lel is talking
I just
about Lashon
learned
Hara.
about the Chafetz Chaim's book on Lashon Hara.
Yes. Right, that's okay. Everyone's very people talk about Lashon Hara a lot now, which is important. It's a bad thing. We do it a lot. Okay, so that's what he's saying. The Epshala, that's what he's talking about. The Mavir Chaim Lashon is that you have the power of what you say to have a power of life and death. It's David on that. Yeah, Lashon, but Koach Lashon, right? The power, not hands. Musar Mavir Vachayim, right? Your tongue, your speech has the power of what, death, life and death. You can talk to Torah, that's good. You will live in the Lashon Hara, Yamut, and the death comes out of Lashon Hara. And the Ohaveha Yochel Pirah, those that love it, you try they Ohaveh Laharbot Ba, Omrim Yochel Pirah, right? You love Lashon, you love to speak, you will deal with the consequences of that. Yochel Pirah Im Tovara, whether it's good or bad. Okay, whatever you say. Okay. That's Pirya, you will deal with the, you love your Lashon. Like staying quiet is always a good idea. You're going to speak, you have to deal with the consequences of that. Now, that could go either way. It could be Mavet V'chayim, but you need to know that. Okay, nice Mashal, that's Sefer Mishlei. The Midrash connects it with our Parsha. That Pasuk about Mavet V'chayim, blood Lashon. Okay, because in the middle of discussion of Yovel, so after Shemitah, we talk about Yovel every 50 years. The Torah talks about ona'a, which Archibald translates as a grieving. Means those quotes there.
Oh,
Meaning
no.
ona'a, meaning giving others grief. It means to cheat, to mislead, things that are bad for others. Okay, here's our pasuk after Vayetar Barashim Moshe, Barasinai, pasuk Yudalet. If you're buying or selling something from your fellow, al tonu oto. Do not engage in ona'ah. Don't cheat them. Ish al achiv. It gives halacha that, for instance, by Yovel, you can't claim that they're 20 years till Yovel, and they're really 5. The guy doesn't know otherwise because he's not going to he's going to lose his land in 5 years. And then lo tonu ish et amito. Do not aggrieve. I like that word. Do not cause grief to your fellow. And fear God.
Is that the same word as the initemet
No,
nafshotechem?
that's with an ayin.
Oh.
Tono as a elided aleph there.
And the word for rape?
Is also inui, is also with an ayin.
Okay.
Okay. Usually we use the word anus, the aleph nun saf, but just in terms of causing pain to another is ayin nun hey. Okay, lo tonu kan he's here al onat devarim. Okay, this is do not engage on. No, this is a prohibition of onat devarim, which is saying something to someone else that causes them grief, something unpleasant. So yakni don't fool your, don't mislead your friend. Don't give him bad advice. And that's hana'a, means for the benefit of one giving the advice. For example, in don't convince someone to buy your donkey when you just want to get rid of it. It's not good advice, but be you're hurting the other person. In Tomar, if you say Mio dea imnit kamni lara'ah, and I just said it, how do you know I didn't mean it to be bad? The answer is the fear God. Right?
God knows.
Because God knows. He knows what you meant when you said whatever you said, you can't claim I didn't mean to so that didn't mean to hurt. Anything that really depends on your own intentions inside, something that only person thinking it knows. The pasuk will say, "Be'areta melokecha." Look at all those other mitzvot and kedoshim. That's what that is. So this is the iser of onat devarim. So when it says, "Remember this idea of selling and buying, and you shouldn't do ona'ah. This is what our pasuk in Mishlei is: Mavet b'chayim b'yad lashon. Life and death are in the hands of the tongue. What you say can cause life and death. And targum and iklis. Right. What this is an ikhlas. What's an ikhlas? An Aramaic word, or probably from the Latin, for a mitzra makirin. Mitzra is a spoon, makirin is a knife. A multi-tool that's got a spoon and a knife on it. Here we have a picture of one that you can buy this yourself. Okay, that's an ikhlas, the Gemara. So the tongue is an ikhlas. It's a multi-tool. Mavet mikan v'chayim mikan. Right? You can stab somebody with it, or you can feed them with it. That's up to you.
Could you, I'm going to get, could you give me 1 second? I'm going to get you that tool. Just a
Oh, you
minute.
own one. Okay.
Hold on. Yours is pretty good.
Ah, okay. So you got a fork and a spoon. You can stab somebody with the one side. And okay, so that's the mashal of the lashon.
So this
Okay.
is not like false weights. This is spoken.
Right. This your tongue is like mavet mikan v'chayim mikan. Okay. And Barsira, he quotes Ben Sira, who says similarly, haita lefanav gachelet, like having a coal in front of you, an ember. Nafach ba, you can blow on it and it bursts into flames. Rakak ba, or you can spit on it and extinguish it. You have the control. That's the, you have the, you're holding a, and you have the control of Chaim Mavet in front of you. Sfat Emes starts with this medrash. Here's the Sfat Emes, and I like the way he starts. Oh, I have this in two lines. The introduction starts at Baruch Hashem, Bahar, we're going to talk Parsha Bahar, Bekitzur. I'm going to summarize Ki Shachati because I forgot what was said. Because these Sfat Emes was the transcription of his Shabbos Tish speeches from Yiddish into Hebrew, like written down afterwards. So whoever the editor says, I forgot really what he says, so I'm going to summarize it. This starts out. And the Midrash talks about Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon, right? What we just said, Yachelet nafach ba bi'ira rakak b'kiva, and you have a coal, you can blow on it, and it burns, or you can spit and extinguish it. Kibavadai, and what does that mean? It is certainly true. Yesh chayot Hashem yitbarach b'chol davar sheba'olam. Because there is a little bit of a spark of the divine in everything in the world. Kibaraita bara kosh baruch hu alma, because God created the world with the Torah. And we're going to have to unpack that because I like that quote and we have to think about that. There's chayot Hashem yitbarach b'chol davar, right? There's a little bit of divine everywhere.
So what does that have to do with the speaking
That's a
bed?
good question.
Oh.
We're going to talk about it. But first, I'm going to talk about what that even means, because then we have to get there, because I immediately thought about that, because that's what's called panentheism.
Panentheism.
Panentheism. So there's pantheism,
Yeah.
which is heretical, right? That's defined the identification of God with creation in such a way that the two are indistinguishable, right? That God is creation, the universe is God's, Spinoza, everything is divine. There's a God in the rocks, God in the trees, etc. That's no good. But panentheism is that God is present in all creation by virtue of his omnipresence and omnipotence, sustaining every creature without being identified with any creature. Okay, that there's a little bit of divine that makes the universe possible. Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere.
What's the difference?
Is everything in the universe God, or is there some aspect of God in everything in the universe?
Oh.
Okay, it's a subtle thing. And so this idea of Chayat Hashem Yitbarach B'chol Davar is panentheism, which is part of the machloka between Hasidim and Miknagdim. That's a huge, important theological part. So this is a quote from Rabbi Gil's student, who is the, I don't know what he does for a living, because he's the book editor for the OU magazine, and I don't imagine anyone makes a living doing that. And he has a blog, and I know he doesn't make a living doing that. called Torah Musings. Always talks about interesting things. I don't know, but anyway, yeah, one of his essays was Reflections on Returning from an Uncle Moishe Concert. And the way he puts it, even though I'm descended from Ger Chasidim, being a Kalter Litvak must be in my blood. Okay, that's me right there. I'm clear descended from Ger. I have cousins who are still Ger. I have pictures of my grandfather, Lava Shalom, clearly when he went off the Derech. Like his that he's the one he moved to Holland. He's wearing, fancy pinstripe suits in the 1920s. Still religious, but not a Ger Chassid anymore. So I consider myself a lapsed Ger.
What does culture mean?
Complete, I
Oh.
think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm just
Okay.
putting you. But he's a lift. Okay, so Gil is saying that, but so despite my best efforts, only one of my children who wanted to go to the concert, and he sat there the whole time without moving, without a smile on his face. He did not appreciate Uncle Moishe, who is a Chabad. And the song Hashem is everywhere. You know, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Makes me uncomfortable. These matters are beyond my comprehension, but it seems that the Vilna Gaon would label the panentheism or monism, the unitariness of that, inherent in the song as heresy. Okay, so is M Uncle Moishe teaching our children apikoresis? And my beloved wife says that she sings with the 2-year-old, she sings that song every day in davening at the Epstein Hebrew Academy. So this Rabbi student also has an article called Is Chabad Heresy, dealing within that, exactly that. And it's based on letters from the Vilna Gaon and from the Baal Tanya, who's the first Lubavitch Rebbe, okay, right? The Tanya is the Lukei De'Amarim Tanya, that's this book of philosophy, of theology. And the both of them, to a mutual acquaintance, basically talking at each other through these letters to mutual acquaintance. So the Vilna Gaon calls out the Baal Tanya. This is a letter of the Vilna Gaon talking about the Tanya. You know what the Tanya is, right?
A little bit.
I mean,
It's a
it
Chabad book.
is
It's the Beit
right. So
Chabad.
it's written by the Baal Tanya, that is the first Lubavitch Rebbe. Wrote
Oh.
it's a book of basically theology, philosophy, kind of putting Kabbalah into layman's terms. Okay, so this is the Vilna Gaon. So they are contemporaries, end of the 18th century.
Your
And
friend Tamar, whatever her name is, just had a
Marvin
thing on the
on
Zohar.
Zohar, yes. Trying to be as and she was trying to be as uncontroversial as possible.
Yeah, I read it twice, so maybe something would stick, Okay.
This is where the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. Dor mara bo enav, oh generation whose eyes are so haughty, umilin litzad Allah malalu, and they spoke words out to above up to the heavens. And they said, Eilel Hechi Israel, these are your gods, O Israel, like quoting the Israel about the Iglazal. Kol Eitz v'kol Eved, every tree, every stone is your God. Okay, he's calling them pantheists. Magalim Panim b'Torah, Shelo Kalacha, and they are giving interpretations of the Torah that are just wrong against Allah. And they're interpreting the Pasuk of Baruch Kavod Hashem Mim Komo, what does Makom mean? And the Pasuk of Nechemla, that we quote in Shacharis, Kulam, you give life to everything. And say that means that there's some of Hashem in everything. Hoy al harom haraim, and oy vey about these evil haughty ones, among shebahem among them, she bado milkam mish. That we created these new rules and new teaching, and their students who came after them drank from their what they said, and it's a terrible chilul Hashem.
Wow.
Baal Tanya, right, is saying that kol and about kol eitz ve'eved is Elohech Israel. So Baal Tanya, addressing this, agrees with the Gaon that his philosophy is panentheism. There is Chayot Hashem in everything, but it's not heretical. Okay, that's what it means. Now, this is the Baal Tanya answering back. Again, not directly, but indirectly. Zot chafasi bemet. This is what I really want. Wefrat specifically be'inyan ha'emuna, in this matter of faith, of really theology. According to what I have heard where I live, right? I'm in Lubavitch in Russia. You're in Vilna in Lithuania. Mitamidav from his students, from the Vilna Gaon students. Asher zot tfisat ha'gaon ha'chassid, that this is the understanding of the Vilna Gaon. I'll say for Likutei Amarim, about the book Likutei Amarim, Tanya, with the Mavin, books like it. Asher mufrash behem perush of Mamalei kol amim v'lit ataparim mimnei. We would say that when the Gemara says that God fills the world and there's no place that is not that is empty of God, and Hashem is everywhere. And the Tanya says that is Pashut, that is absolutely true, that's what it means. But the Vilna Gaon is the eyes of the honorable one. Yeah, because of Gemura. And that he would say that Apikoros is heresy to say such a thing. Say that there's anything of God in the physical, the lowly world. Okay, is God immanent or transcendent?
So he's referring to the Vilna Gaon in third person, like?
Right. Right. He's not talking about it. Because specifically, this is not a letter to the Vilna Gaon.
Oh.
These are letters to a third party who knew them both. Who is okay? The Vilna Gaon wrote to this guy. I can see the article here. This is his
How did he
letter.
get a name like student?
Isn't that a great name?
Yeah.
Still a student. Yeah, we should. It's, you know, it's called nominative determinism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that, yeah, your name determines that. But anyway. So who's he writing? This is the list of them, and this is the letter. Okay, so it doesn't say who he's writing to, but these are letters. These are not letters to each other. They're, again, they never, as far as I tell, they never talk to each other.
Oh.
That. But they knew about
they were
each other.
Contemporaries. They could.
They
have.
Were contemporary. They knew it clean and about it, right? He's talking about the Tanya, and he's talking about the Vilna Gaon. You know, they're in different countries, but he's talking about it. But in Ekvodo, in his eyes, yeah. Of the audible, he's being as respectful as he can. Yeah, because it's Gemura. Limor, like I say, Hashem is present everywhere. Lufi mechtav malatam alzeh nisrafa sefer yadua. And according to his letter, they burned my book.
Oh,
I
that
wonder if
true?
That happened literally, I don't know. But fully calling up, of course, is a big deal. And the way he would explain that when he says, you know, don't take it literally, that's metaphoric, it's a bit mystical idea. That when we say God's glory fills the world, this Hashem's hashgacha, his awareness of the world, is here, but Hashem is completely separate from the physical world. And these are all theological ideas, I have no idea what they mean. You know, we're saying God is in everything, but they're arguing. And if only I could get to know him better. And I would find him, and I would present my arguments before him. And we would get rid, we would eliminate all of his complaints, and his arguments, his philosophical arguments. So he's breaking all
so
these.
He's saying he misunderstood what I was saying, or something like that.
Well, I think he's arguing, he understood what I was saying, but he was. But his analysis is wrong. His arguments are philosophical. They're taken from philosophers. And I would point out, Asher halach b'ikvotehem, that he is going in the ways of the philosophers. Okay. Whenever you see the word philosoph in any Jewish context, it's not a positive thing.
Oh.
Okay. Now, here's all right. So he's arguing that his arguments about, God is, infinitely far away. That's far too aristotelian, that's far too philosophical. Like, God's here. You can feel divine in the world. Right? It's kind of a sense of difference between being a chassid and misnaged. Okay, he's going in the footsteps of these philosophers. According to what I am understanding of what he's saying, because again, I don't know him, but I'm listening to his students here in Lubavitch, and they mentioned, they're trying to understand the divine with human intellect. According to what I learned from my Rebbeim, Shifa answers everything he says, my way is right.
Okay.
Okay, it's a theological argument. Other way of putting it is, it seems to literal or metaphorical, right? God withdraws from the world.
This is not a quote, but a paraphrase, because they don't have the letter or something. Well, they
No, this is the
forgot the
letter.
letter.
This is the actual text of a letter.
Oh, I thought it was a s paraphrase.
No.
Oh.
This, right. This, a well, again, according to the student who quotes the sources for it, this is the letter that he wrote to someone else.
Okay.
Okay,
Didn't
both of these are letters that were written.
we say that they forgot the actual, and so they were summarizing it? We didn't say that.
No, okay. No, that was back here. This was the Sfas Emes. In the text of the Sfas Emes, this paragraph, this is not Sfas Emes. This was going on that. This is explaining what the Sfas Emes is saying. The
Oh.
Sfas Emes, this is Sfas Emes, was the summary of his vort, which started out with this idea of Vada yesh chayut Hashem yitbarach b'chol davar shabola. And so I'm going back and saying that's a Hasidic idea of panentheism, and that it's kind of fuzzy whether, and that's a machlok between Hasidim and mitnagdim.
Okay.
Okay, but these in fact are, we haven't gotten back to the Sfas Emes yet.
Okay.
We jumped 100 years back in time
Okay.
to look at a machlok between the Baal Tanya and the Vilna Gaon. Summarizing it, we see that Baal Tanya accepts the Vilna Gaon's description of his views as panentheism, right? Or he defends his theological view as authentically Jewish, while the Vilna Gaon rejects him as heresy. Particularly, Baal Tanya portrays himself as a defender of tradition, and the Vilna Gaon as the radical philosopher, the innovative theologian trying to determine on his own the nature of God. So each of them is accusing the other one of being apikarsa. Okay? Which of course is part of our tradition as Jews, is to accuse everybody else of being heretics. Right? We still do that. So he ends, I do not care to decide between these two great scholars. In my circles, we value the works of both, that deeming either heretical. In particular, Soloveitchik, an intellectual descendant of the Vilna Gaon, strongly recommended studying the Tanya. And Soloveitchik was a, he learned from his teachers as a child were all Chabadnikim. He was a friend of Lubavitch Rebbe, or Rav Schneerson. They studied together in Berlin in the 20s. So his title is Chabad Heresy. And for that, we have to go to Betteridge's Law of Headlines.
And they're not even getting into the Mashiach issue.
We're not touching that. All right, we're not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. Okay? We're just talking about, this is going back to the original first Lubavitch. Betteridge's Law of Headlines. It's an adage that states, any headline that ends with a question mark can be answered by the word no. That's a universal rule, because if the answer was yes, they wouldn't have put the question mark in there. Right? So clearly the conclusion is no, it's not, we're not claiming the alphabetical. But going back, so that when the Sfas Emes says that, okay, so getting, we haven't gotten back, we've gotten far afield, that Chayot Hashem Yitbarach B'chol Davar is this idea that there's a spark of divine in everything in the world. It exists because there's a little bit of the Chayot Hashem in there. So he goes back to this, the Medrash, and the metaphor bends here, right? And it's like, so we haven't gotten back to the Lashon, right? The tongue has the power of life and death. It's like having a a coal before you can blow on it and bring it and light it up and bring out the fire, or you can extinguish it. This is back to the Sfat Emet. Again, this is a summary by his student, his editor, of what he said back in Tuf Resh Lamed Bet.
Wait, I'm just seeing a link here. How did we get from the tongue, life and death, and the coals to the nature of God? Well,
he's going to get into it, right? He says that for a moment, right? We're assuming that there's something divine in everything. And now we're going to get to the Lashon. So hold that thought. Let's finish the paragraph.
Okay.
So everything we did was an aside. We're coming back. Okay. Torah nikra'ed. The Torah is the fire there. Yesh koach eish ha-Torah b'chol dabar. So that's again, God looks at the Torah, creates the world. There's something about the Torah and everything. That's symbolized by the, you know, eish dat, the black fire and white fire, right? But everything in the universe, that aspect of Torah that's in everything, is hidden. It's like an ember. And your job is to bring that out. Everything in the world can be a something of Torah, but it takes you to bring it out. Everything in the world is this ember that has some of that flame, that fire still in it. And that depends on what you say.
Oh,
you have the power to bring out that spark of divine in everything. That's up to you. As we said, Ikar Chayot Adam Haruach. That, you know, what it means to be a human being is this ruach, this spirit, as it says, Bipakpa Pav Nishmat Chayim. That Hashem breathed into us this power of life, which is the power of speech. That's the famous.
Oh.
Okay, your power of speech can make something divine, or can extinguish it. Right? This we have to be careful of this because the power of chayot in everything in the world is in your power. You bring out this divine spark in everything. The way you deal with the world determines whether it in fact has, whether it matters.
Where does he say that this ruach that God blew into us is speech?
That you have to know. So the pasuk, let's go inside here. That famous. Here we go. Right, Hashem forms the body out of earth. And blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And now a human being becomes alive. What's nefesh chaya? And the unculus, we always quote them. There we go. You can see this tagum unculus. Okay. V'vrat Hashem mekem yet adam afram and admata. Hashem created it. Right. V'chavat v'adam l'ruach memalala. And a human being became a speaking spirit.
I Nefesh think you Chayim need to is mamala. Add this. You need to add that into your thing.
Okay, I can do that. Okay. I can bring it outside. Okay. I figure everybody knew that one.
No.
You never heard that translation. Okay, so now you've heard it.
Now I've heard it.
Specifically translates that the idea of Vayipach B'chav Ruach Chayim Vayi Adam L'Nefesh Chaya is, right, Nefach B'poi Nishmata D'Chayei V'havat B'Adam L'Ruach M'malala. And the human being became a speaking. That is what the Ruach Chaim of a human being makes you different.
Yeah. No, I probably heard it, but.
So yeah. I will
bring that up. That's one of the connections that
yes.
We speak, and that's Lashon, and that this whole thing is about Lashon. And
right. So that's the idea, is that your Lashon, your nefesh, your breathing on, your nefesh, we're translating as breath, really is the speech there. Okay.
Speech.
So the metaphor of the spitting on and extinguishing is this physicality. That without this spiritual side, you will extinguish this internal spiritual divine spark. So you
and
have
again,
the power.
It's shown. It's the speech.
Right. And that and you have the power. Chayim Mavet is not just Lashon Hara, but in general, everything in the universe depends on how you say, what you speak about it. And whether we can manifest, everything has this divine spark, but you're in charge. You have the ability to make it manifest or not. Okay? Your Lashon is power to bring a divine spark in everything. That's what he's saying about this puzzle. You haven't really connected it to our parashiyah yet. And this is magical thinking. I like calling it magical, this idea of magical thinking. Magical thinking, a person believes that their thoughts, feelings, or rituals influence. Specifically, I'm talking about the speech influence events in the material world. And Jean Piaget, the developer of what we call child development, heard of him? Believed that magical thinking was a hallmark of the pre-operational stage of cognitive development. I mean, 2 and 7 years old. When children develop language and abstract thought, they have symbolic play. And that's what magical thinking, because preschoolers learn about language, they learn about cause and effect, and they watch grown-ups say things that come true. Right? Mommy says, we're going to grandma's, and they end up at grandma's. Mommy says, if you eat all that candy, you get a tummy ache, and that's what happens. Right? The act of saying it makes it happen. Right? That's what you're thinking when you're five. And language has the power to affect the world. So I always tell parents about that a 4-year-old, saying, well, I didn't break the lamp, I didn't throw that, isn't really lying in the sense of not telling the truth. Right? He's creating a better reality by saying the things that should be true. Because he knows that how the world works, because he's watched it happen. If I say it, it's real. As adults, we know the world.
I didn't break the lamp. He wants that to be true.
That, right. And I'm just, he's trying to figure out what, he hasn't quite gotten the details of cause and effect yet, but clearly that happens a lot, right? Grown-ups say things, and that's what happens. And I can say things. And is that what happens? One of my grandkids does this all the time. Oh, you don't want me to go to bed now. Or you want to give me cookies. It's just like, if you say it's going to happen there, right? That's magical thinking there.
Hey,
Okay.
you remember that scene in Star Wars where he, Obi-Wan
These are not
says,
the joys you're looking for?
yeah.
Yes. That's why Emma is saying that even though we don't really, the world doesn't really work that way, but in the spiritual sense, it does, right? That we can, through our words, destroy things. And that's what Onat Devarim is. In something negative, we are destroying the other, we can destroy somebody else by the way we speak. Certainly with other people. But we have that power, right? The Mavet Lashon, Mavet B'Chayim B'Yad Lashon. And then he takes that and extends it to the other mitzvah of the parsha. What does this mean? We have the power of Mavet V'Chayim and Shemitah and Yovel specifically, you said at the beginning, the mitzvah that require all of Klal Yisrael to be united on their land. Okay, you quoted that halakha at the beginning, remember?
Oh, there it is. So
Right?
where is that from?
Right?
Shinat HaMishim.
The Sifra says it, Zman Aleha. It's got to be Kol Yosheveha. There's the people who live there has to be living on there. Lo bizman shegalo mitocha. Not when they're in exile.
I thought it was more specific in terms of we have to be in our nachalot.
Not as far as I know. I think
You
it's
know, when
safe.
Shemitah was here, there was a whole, is it Daraita, is it Rabbanan? And that
Right.
was one of the things that it's not Daraita because we're not in our Nachalot. No?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if to say, but
Okay.
I don't know about that. And as far as I know, the direct issue
Is
when
the
you have
50%.
kol, right? It's got to be kol yoshveha aleha with ruvo kukulo.
So I thought that was just Yovel, not Shemitah.
Well, they go together in terms of direct. That's one another question whether the halakha are together or not, whether it's Shemitah's direct or not. If we're not at that state,
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up because,
that's a good
yeah.
question. I don't know the answer to that, but he's going to make the point
Okay.
at least about that. It has to be everyone together on the land. This is now is from another essay. This was from Tafresh Lamed Chet, so from 1888. Previous one was 1882. Smicha Parsha Ona'a L'Shmita, right? So why is Ona'a hurting people with your speech as connected to this idea of Shemitah? Agam, even though Dichtav Ma'at Hashanim Tam'id, that you have to calculate the years correctly so you can't cheat. So that's the obvious pshat connection, right? Part of Ona'a is don't cheat people by selling them land when they don't realize it's going to go back in Yovel in a couple of years. Im kol zeh, even so, Ikar Ona'a eino davka b'inyan Shemitah. Ona'a itself isn't specifically connected to Shemitah. Avemet Ikar al tonu g'de al tonu. That the idea of altana, do not commit ona'at, don't hurt others. B'day liyot bnei Yisrael ba'achdut, so we can all be together as one. Rashi pasal she'onat devarim gam kevin b'chlal, that it's not just ona'at in terms of financial cheating people, it's also not devarim, hurting them with your words, and it's the idea of achdut, right? We are one. We have to be this together. In mitzvah shmita in a mitzvah pratit, and the mitzvah of shmita is not just a mitzvah by itself, but there's an idea behind it. Aval kfi achdut sheyesh b'bnei Yisrael l'cholim l'kayim zot ha-mitzvah. You can only fulfill it when we're all together, from what we just said. Mitzvah requires
Pratit,
all.
how did you translate a na mitzvah pratit?
Now I think about it, I think an individual.
Yeah,
Okay, that's his point. It's not, you can't just do it by yourself. You've got to be on the land with everybody else in order for this mitzvah to apply. Okay, Mashukatuv, as we said in the Sefer, is Mashukol Yoshvim Aleihu, everyone has to be settled there. L'chein Adei Achdut Ba'alish Shvitat Shemitah. It's the Achdut Yisrael that brings us together that allows us to Shemitah for Yitu and Yovel to even apply. L'chein Charev Mikdash Al Yidei Sinat Chinam. Right, two reasons are given for why the Beit Mikdash was destroyed. The first one, it says because of they didn't keep Shemitah and Yovel, and the second one because of Sinachinam, Kiyakol Inyan Achab. Really, it's the same thing. Shemitah is a symbol of Achdut Yisrael, Lashon Hara, Sinachinam, Onat Devarim is
Wow.
a symbol
Wow.
of Achdut as well. All those things come together. So
That's
that's
another
the.
thing I never heard, that the Korban was because we didn't keep Shemitah.
Oh yeah, listen to next week's parsha in Bechukotai. And it talks about how, let's see if
You mean the threat,
the
like
threat
if you
of it
don't keep
was
it?
right. Let's put this over here. Okay, but and the land will be abandon them, will be abandoned by them. But teres et shabtoteha. And now it will be appeased for all of its Shabbatot that weren't kept. Mehem, when it is destroyed from the people of Hemyutuatabanam, and then they'll be appeased from their sins. And because they Bishpatai Masu. Okay, it says that.
Not just they didn't keep all my mitzvot, but they didn't
Kol
keep
Yemei
Shemitah.
Hashamah Tishbot, and the years of instruction, the land will rest. It shows Shavta b'Shabbatotechem. Of course, the land did not rest in its Shabbatot when you were living on it. Okay, right. Presumably, the Shabbat of the land is the Shemitah. That's what the priest says. That's the pasuk there. The Sinachinam is Gemara afterwards. So that's what he says. That's the idea of Ma'in and Shemitah Eitzah HaSinai. Why is it mentioned HaSinai? Because what was the nature of our going to HaSinai? Is Vayichad Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Hashem tells him at HaSinai because that's when we were B'Yachad. So then he goes back, and now here is the Sfat Emes in Tavshin Mem Aleph. So in, well, that was 1878. This is 1881. Okay, Midrash, Mavet b'chayim b'yad lasha. Going back to our Midrash, right? You have the power, your speech has the power of life and death. Anyanhu, the Mamar Chazal, then the basic idea is when it says, v'atel riach kamocha. That's ona'ah, that's the Akhtu Zeklav Adabatara. Torah nitna lechlal b'nei Yisrael. Torah can only be given when we are all together. Shiba Akhtu. Moshkatu v'yichan sham Yisrael. Here's Rashi Balei Bechad. We just quote it. Yidua ki chit lashon hara shakul keneg kula. You know that lashon hara is considered as bad as all the other sins. That's what's truly destructive. Hefu ze avat havtel reacha kamocha. And the opposite of lashon hara is the idea of havtel reacha kamocha. Ze ha'amud zachu b'nei Yisrael ba'atzmam. And this, that's the pillar, the principle that makes the world exist, and Israel achieved that at Mamre HaSinai. And that's the way they could get the Torah. And our parsha points to this. The whole point of Shemitah is to bring us all together. So we have to be together in order to fulfill it. And the whole mitzvah of Shemitah is we're all in this together, right? It's not rich and poor. This isn't mine, and I can't keep you out. The prayer of Pashut, and the there's a simple way of looking at Shemitah. That the rich and poor are the same in Shemitah. We all are owed everything together. And beyond that, and then he's going to get into this Kabbalistic idea that seven is a symbol of Achdut, bringing things together. Maral gets into that. That's the six faces of a cube and the point in the middle, putting them together. That's seven. Chesfira b'minyan me'achad amispar, across the, it's the counting of seven and the total, I don't have to translate exactly, but the total count of seven brings them all together. So the Sfirat Omer is the seven groups of seven. Seven is a symbol of Achdut, of bringing diverse parts together.
This is very timely.
It is. That's the Sfirat Omer. That's what we're looking at. We're seven times seven, and that's what we're trying to get to Kabbalah Torah at Har Sinai, because our goal in through all the Sfirat is to bring ourselves all together. That's why specifically, the laws of Shemitah are mentioned as to be given at Har Sinai. There, Kabbalat, Kabbalat Torah. That's what gives us life. So, whether you're a chassid or a mcnugget, I don't care. And whether you see this pantheism, see every physical thing is containing a spark of the divine, that doesn't matter for this. Really, that all every human being contains a spark of the divine. We're all created by the Motelokim. So at least that part, right? That. We don't have to worry about the rocks and the trees, but you have the Kareb B'nut Elokim. And therefore, there is Mavet V'chayim B'lad Hashon in my speech, where I bring you close to bringing us together, where we treat others determines the fate of the universe as well. And that's Shemitah symbolized that, and that's why it makes a Shemitah, Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. And that, I think, is what the Sfas Emes is trying to tell us.
Wait, and then it's not just the Inyan of Shemitah, it's the Inyan of
Ona'ah, right. So both those go together. That Ona'ah is kind of the central point that's connected with the Lashon Chayim Mavet. We're saying Shemitah and Yovel and the rest of the Parsha, it ends with Pidyon Shavu'im. Is at the end of the Parsha, all the mitzvah of the Parsha.
It does?
It does. Last paragraph.
Wow.
It is the mitzvah of Pidyon Shavu'im.
That's timely.
Yes.
Okay. I think I missed some links here. Like, there was a lot of things going on.
A lot
on.
Of things here. I'm not sure how well I'm pulling it together, and so unfortunately, a short time.
Yeah.
But I will add the.
You have the Lashon.
Voila.
You have this theism pantheism.
Pantheism,
You have
right? Which is
Shemitah.
so
A lot.
the
A
so
lot.
so Shemitah, so Ona'ah tells us the power of Lashon, Rav Chaim Mavet, and that specifically is the power of Achdut Yisrael, is what brings us all together. It either
And
destroys us
when
or
you,
brings us.
Lashon Hara is
Divide us.
bad,
Right.
divides us.
Right. And so that
And
is
not
also
keeping
symbolized.
Shemitah
And but Shemitah
and
also is a
Sinat
symbol of
Chinam,
our, the way you should think
opposite
about
of
it, are the,
Achdut. So
right.
Achdut is the big thing,
Right.
which we
And
don't
Achdut is
have.
connect, and Achdut is connected to Mamar Hasina
Both.
Kabbalah Torah.
Oh, right.
Right, so
And
that's
both Shemitah and
and
Lashon Hara.
Lashon Hara, right.
Whoa, whoa. A lot.
It is a lot. Right
Wait, and
here.
how is that all connected to seeing God and everything, or?
Well, he starts with saying that your Lashon has the power to bring life or death. And that goes, and
Right.
he gets into a side point about, you know, the every physical thing, but the key thing is it's with every other human being, certainly has that divine spark. And your Lashon
Oh.
has the power to bring them to life or to destroy them.
Oh,
That's what Achdut is.
human
My job of my Lashon is to bring your Chayut Elokim that's within you to life. That's what Achdut is.
So the Sfat Emet has a good name for this Sfat
Yes.
Emet.
But I
Sfat.
will call him the Sfas Emes, because that's the way he would have said it.
Sfas. But I mean, you
Okay.
know, his name is another determinative thing, like Safa, Lashon.
Right. He, well, that wasn't
Whoa,
his
this is
name.
a lot. I have to go over this.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, so this is Achareinim Kai Gulati Alo. So if a Jew ends up being sold in slavery to a stranger, or the Eger Mishpacha Ger, to a foreigner, then Gulati Alo, Echad Yigalenu. One of his brethren needs to redeem him. That's the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim, right there,
Oh,
at the end of this week's parsha.
boy. You'd think the rabbis now would be all over this, but
I hope so.
they're not because it's too political. Ay. It's a funny thing how you see people wearing that dog tag for the Shvuyim.
Yeah.
Like everybody, a lot of people wear it. But it's like there are these two priorities, right? Getting rid of Hamas and getting the Shvuyim
Shuvim,
out.
right. So they
And
are
they're not aligned. They're like, which is
that
the
right, that's
priority,
right.
A
And
or
which
B?
right. And that's always a problem, that's always been a problem with Pidyon Shuvim. Because if you pay the price, then you encourage more Shibuya. Right?
Okay.
That's the nature of
So
ransom.
to
That's always
speak.
been the case. Famous, I think it was the Maharam Rotenberg, was like the leader of the Jewish community in Ashkenaz, I guess, 1400s, was imprisoned and told his community not to ransom. They could have bribed their way out. He said, if you do that, then they're just going to kidnap more.
Yeah.
I think in the end
Anyway.
they didn't listen to it. So it's not, it's tough.
So bad, so bad now. Oy. All right, very good. How's your daughter in Carmel?
Right now she's doing well. Didn't answer. The kids are well. And they're just living lives.
Anyway, in your notes from today, do you have the pasuk about Shemitah being when you're in Israel?
Yes, so let's,
Okay.
well, did
I
I
just
stop
want to
to
check
share?
out what I'm remembering about.
Yeah, so that's the source
Why
17.
it's not d'oraita now,
That's source
because
17 from the Sifra.
I mean there are a few reasons, but that was one of them. The other is we
Zman
don't
she
know
yishvel
exactly.
lahav, lo zman she
Okay, so
galu
what
mitochu.
is that? Vayikra Kaf Hei Yud.
Yes, that's the pasuk, and it's the Sifra on that.
Yeah. So what makes this a medrash?
What do you mean by space of the midrash? That
Why
statement?
isn't this pshat like it says? Oh, it's not in
Oh,
the Torah, the
right,
Mavet
it's
Chayim. It's
right.
in
It
Mishlei.
says the pasuk is Kotem Dra L'chol Yoshveha, and that so the drash on that is it has Kol Yoshveha have to be there before
Oh,
this is relevant.
okay. Yeah. Well, it's pshat. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
No,
I mean,
I
so
meant this whole thing about Mavet V'Chaim Halashon. Is that a midrash?
The Mavet, okay, so the pasuk of Mavet V'Chaim B'Yad Lashon is a pasuk from Mishlei.
Okay.
Okay. And that's a mashal, right? The book says mashal here, and kind of obviously we said the pshat, you quoted that, it's simply Lashon Hara, can has the power to, bring life and death. You
Yeah.
can destroy people by what you say. And it's the Midrash,
Okay.
like it's the Midrash Rabbah that connects that to Ona'a.
Right.
Okay. It says that's the meaning of Kim Tkaru, and it says that's part of Ona'a, which is also really it's
Okay.
Pshat. I mean, it's in the text that's called Midrash Rabbah, but that really is Pshat of that pasuk in
Mishlei.
Mishlei is. Well,
Right.
this idea that Onat Devarim, in fact, has
Right.
potential to be destructive, and that got into the whole Gachelet metaphor, which is
Right.
a quote from Ben Sira. The Ben Sira is an ancient text. That's not part of the canon, right? It's not part of Tanakh, but it's contemporary with and Ketuvim.
That one of the scrolls? No.
It's one of the Apocrypha.
No, I mean that they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. No,
I don't know. I don't think it's in Dead Sea Scrolls.
no.
I mean,
Okay.
it's part of the Catholic Bible. You have the text of it. And the Gemara
Oh.
quotes it.
Oh.
Gemara quotes it all the time.
Oh. Okay.
It was definitely it was a book that
See,
people
I am the
knew
mother.
about. And there's your and that's an Ikhlas
I am
in
the mother.
Aramaic. Okay, there you go. That's your tongue symbol. Like, what do you do with that? What is that?
Well, it's a debate we have because I think it's for camping. So you have what you need. You have both utensils.
I guess, and you'll never need both at the same time.
But you, right. Well, if you have a meal, so then this is for the dessert, and then this is for
Okay.
the. Yeah, but it's not good for either. Yeah, it's a funny thing.
Right. You're
It's
more like
cute.
that. You try to use a spoon, you're going to stab yourself with the fork end.
Right. Right. What is that good for? Neither.
At least
Not
this
both.
one, at least the one here, you can fold the other sides in when you want to use them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, have a good day. Happy
Thank you.
Pesach Sheni.
Yeah. Chag Katan, right?
Okay.
Chag Katan or something? Mitzvah Katana.
Okay, we'll give it that.
Ki'udah. I think it talks about Mitzvah Katana. No?
Okay.
Somewhere. Okay.
Enjoy.